Welcome to the Mary Say Podcast. I'm Jimmy Evans. I'm joined here today by my wife, Karen.
Hello. It's good to be here.
Good to have you here. This program today, we're talking about not confusing love with enabling. Now, enabling, that's a word that we never heard when we got married. You know, that wasn't even understood back then.
No.
Enabling is doing something that encourages your spouse to continue in a negative behavior.
So what's the difference between enabling and codependency?
Codependency? Well, it's a lot the same. A codependent relationship means I need to be needed, mm-hmm. And I'm unhealthy and you're unhealthy and we're codependent on each other's unhealth. See, for example, Karen, so this is an extreme situation, I'll admit that, but it shows you what enabling is. So I had a woman that her husband had broken her jaw, broken her arm, and put her in the hospital twice. And she blamed it on herself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And see, every abuser has to have an enabler.
So she's the codependent one.
She's codependent.
Mm-hmm.
And she needs to be needed.
Mm-hmm.
And so he beats her up.
Mm-hmm.
But if she wouldn't have made him mad, he wouldn't have done it. And so she was in my office, and I was saying to her, there is no excuse in a million years
Mm-mm.
for a man laying a hand on a woman like that. Well, I know, but he really doesn't mean to. Well, he had a bad day, whatever. That's enabling.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And enabling means, well, for example, a drug addict
mm-hmm.
has to have an enabler.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, someone's paying the bills for this person. And so there's men enablers, there's women enablers. So there has to be some healthy boundaries. Let me give you an example of what I just said. Let's just say that you're dating. You're dating and you notice that your spouse pushes you one day.
Mm-hmm.
He gets mad at you or she gets mad at you because there's some women that beat the heck out of their husbands. And so they get mad at you and they push you.
Mm-hmm.
And they get physical with you. Okay. And then you let it pass. And then because whatever happens in dating is going to get worse in marriage. Okay. And there's another way. And so that means you're unhealthy. If I'm willing to be the scapegoat,
mm-hmm.
if I'm willing to let you do a negative behavior and I enable you to do it, that just means I'm unhealthy. But the healthy thing is say, don't you ever put your hand on me again.
Mm-hmm.
And to say,
I like that quote you always say, first time such and such, and then the second time.
First time is shame on you. Second time is shame on me. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the victim thing.
Yeah.
First time you're a victim. The second time you're a volunteer.
Exactly. I love that quote.
Well, so there's some people who get mad. There was a person who heard me say that and they got really mad at me and they said, I didn't volunteer for this. If you keep letting it happen, you did.
Yes.
If you let somebody keep abusing you, that's not.
Yeah, because that's what we're talking about. We're talking about physical abuse.
Well, but we're talking about. It could be drug addiction. It
mm-hmm.
could be a gambling
True.
Addiction.
True.
And it's like this. Well, so it could be just negative behavior. We have a situation that we're familiar with that there is, I'm going to say, a man who is verbally violent to his wife and everybody around him.
Mm-hmm.
He is the most, I don't even know how label to put on it, and she puts up with it.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that he keeps, if she should tell him, you're not going to talk that way to me and the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And if you do, I'm going to find another place to live mm-hmm. or you're going to leave.
Mm-hmm.
And so, because it's not just a little innocent behavior, he is verbally violent.
Well, I think that you and I, when we first, I can remember this so clearly. We were like young married, but we had, we were in church and we had become healthy and we were doing really well, actually. And I remember all these self-help books started coming out and everybody was talking about these self-help books. And so when you're talking, this is what comes to my mind is today's people or generation, whatever, it's a bunch of entitled people that think that they can behave any way they want to behave.
That's right.
There's no consequences.
Right.
And, it's this, this thing of, I'm protecting myself. It's all about me. It's me, me, me. It's self, self, self. And, and then that's why books have to be written about boundaries because, they've crossed too many boundaries. And, so I think what you and I are trying to say here is come back to the middle of what God says, of what he says is healthy. And, and it is exactly what you said. No, you can't talk to me that way. No, you can't treat me that way. It's just finding that healthy balance of, if your spouse is unhealthy and enabling or codependent, you need to get some counseling.
Well, people will treat you like you train them to treat you. And if you let people disrespect you and walk all over you, it's your fault.
Mm-hmm.
Now, not the first time, but the second, the third, the fourth time they're doing it, because you don't set any boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're not going to talk to me like that. No, I'm not going to sit here and let you talk to me like that. Now, all of us are imperfect, and we have to love each other in spite of our imperfections. But here's another way to say it. I love you being imperfect, and you're going to have to love me being imperfect, but I will not help you self-destruct.
Mm-hmm.
And I will not help you hurt the people around us. And so there's behavior that's just, when we started pastoring Karen 40 years ago, when I first started pastoring the church in Amarillo, there was a guy, his name was David, and he wouldn't work.
Mm-hmm.
His wife didn't work. He said that he was living by faith, and he said, the Lord told me not to work, that people would take care of me, and that would be a sign of his blessing on me. So he would come into church, and his wife, they had several children, and they let everybody know, we don't work, we're just trusting God. Well, the good people of our church helped him. They helped his wife.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him one day, I said, now, you're not going to get any more money out of our people. If you're not going to work, you need to leave this church. The Bible says if a man won't work, he's worse than an unbeliever.
Mm-hmm.
So he's sitting there panhandling mm-hmm. off of everybody in the church. And his wife is sitting there staring at him. His wife should have said to him, bud, you go to work and you leave these people alone. But she enabled it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he was wrong, but she put up with it. And so I'm not going to sit back and watch you self-destruct, whether it's a gambling addiction, a drug addiction, an alcohol addiction, mm-hmm. a porn addiction, whatever it might, physical abuse, verbal abuse, whatever it might be, I'm setting a standard that.
Hey there, Jimmy Evans here, and today I want to share something with you that's changed the way so many people approach sleep entirely. It's Cozy Earth bedding. They sent us some sheets and sleeping sets, and they are the softest thing we've ever felt. The softness was remarkable, akin to nothing we've ever experienced. For anyone who values their sleep as much as I do, Cozy Earth is a game changer. What impresses me most about Cozy Earth isn't just the incredible softness or the temperature regulation, it's the commitment to quality. All of their products come with a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty. They're built to endure, and that's something I stand behind. I recommend Cozy Earth to everyone, friends, family, you name it. Here's a special offer just for you. Use promo code MARRIAGE35 at CozyEarth.com to take 30% off your order. Trust me, this is a deal you want to take advantage of. Head over to CozyEarth.com and use the code MARRIAGE35 for 35% off. Discover the Cozy Earth difference tonight. Sleep better, live better, good night, and take care.
Let you know, if you want to change and get help, I'll help you. I'll go with you. I'll help you, and I'll love you anyway. If you're going to try to do this, again, in other words, it's not just negative behavior. It's not like, okay, you're watching too many football games. Well, you're doing too much social media. Well, you're talking to your friends. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about destructive behavior.
Mm-hmm.
These are things that destroy people and destroy families. And I love you enough to stand in front of you in your way. So James 4 says, God resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble. The word resist there is the Greek word antitasso.
Mm-hmm.
It means to set yourself in battle formation against.
Mm-hmm.
So I've walked in pride. I mean, I've been proud many times. Well, the Lord resists that. Well, does that mean the Lord doesn't love me? No, the Lord loves me a lot. Here's the picture. So you see your child, and your child is about to walk off a cliff.
Mm-hmm.
Do you stand there and watch him do it? No. You get in front of him, and you fight him. And they think they're right. You know, they're a teenager. They think they're right about everything. So they're walking toward the cliff. Do you stand back and say, bye, well, good to know you? Or do you get in front of them and fight them to keep them from going over the cliff? That's the picture.
Mm-hmm.
When God sees us walking in pride, pride goes before destruction.
Mm-hmm.
He knows we're going to do. So he stands in front of us and he fights to keep us from destroying ourselves. But when we're humble, he gives us grace.
Mm-hmm.
And so when we see our spouse self-destructing, we have to love them enough to set a boundary on that.
Mm-hmm.
And to say, listen, if you want to get help, I'll go with you. I'm not going to let you keep taking money out of our bank account to go buy drugs. And I'm not going to sit back and watch you, you know, verbally abuse me and the children, you know, blah, blah, blah. Again, men and women. And I had a man, his wife was half his size, and she beat the crud out of him every time she got mad. And it happened since they've been dating.
Oh, my God.
And he put up with it. And so I'm saying, and she got arrested, by the way. So the...
Yeah, that's definitely...
But Karen, a lot of these things start very innocently.
Well, I have a question, because this popped in my head when you were talking. So with a codependent or enabling person, don't you have to have a manipulator? Somebody who manipulates, because they know how to manipulate. They know how to convince this person. They're masters at manipulating the whole situation. And, you know, telling, you know, oh, you're crazy. Oh, that's not true. Oh, da, da.
Well, the person that's the manipulator or the abuser, they need this person over here. They can only be who they are with an enabler.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so they're codependent. They're dependent on this person. The other person is dependent upon their approval.
Mm-hmm.
And so, see, you and I both know a person very well. Where they married a bad man, knowing it was a bad man, but they married a bad man because their self-esteem was so low that they felt better than the bad man.
Mm-hmm.
That bad man made them feel better about themselves. And then when they got married, they were constantly negative about the bad man.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes when you're in a codependent relationship, you need to get sometimes a healthy person stands up. That's the point.
Mm-hmm.
A healthy person says, no, I'm not going along with that. I'm not paying that bill. I'm not going to be quiet. I'm not going to let you do that. You stand up. That's how. If you can't do that and you're in a destructive relationship, you're a part of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Like you said, Karen, it's a codependent relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So even if you're the addict and you're the abuser, I still have to take responsibility for the fact I'm in this relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to get help and get someone to help you work through the issues of why would you let yourself be in this situation?
Well, I think, too, it's so important for people to know each other's past. You know, before you get married, you need to know that other person's past.
Sure.
You need to know how they were raised,
sure,
what they're around. You know, because if they're hiding something, if they're not revealing what happened in their past, there's probably hurts. There's probably abuse. There's probably something that happened to them that they need healing for. And it's going to come out in the marriage.
Yeah.
And that's where the codependent enabling happens, is because they've experienced that in the past. So being married to it seems normal. And it's not normal.
And almost always it presented itself in the dating, but you ignored it.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly,
the red flags.
The red flag. And then it gets worse and it gets worse and it gets full blown. So if you're in a relationship, love just means I love you. I love you regardless of what. And I will love your imperfections. I'll give you grace. I'm not going to give you the grace to self-destruct and to take us with it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's true love.
Yeah.
A person who really loves you doesn't tell you what you want to hear. They tell you what you need to hear. And they do what you need done. Hope this has been helpful to you today. We have a new book called I Will. It's a 365-day devotional for couples. It is wonderful. It just takes 2 or 3 minutes every day to sit down and read together at the breakfast table, dinner table, together in bed or whatever. But it will help your marriage and keep your marriage on track. I also want to say, if you need help, if you're in a destructive relationship or a codependent relationship, we have counseling here. We call them mediators, XO mediators. You can go on xomarriage.com. We have 1 hour, 2 hour video in person, by phone. But we also have these intensives that are 1 or 2 days long. And sometimes people are in such trouble in their marriage, an hour or two of counseling doesn't help. You need a day or two, and we have that available. So if you need help in your marriage, go to xomarriage.com, mediators. You'll see mediation there on that front page. Click in there and fill out the form, and we'll get in touch with you and hook you up with a mediator. Hope this has been helpful to you today. We'll see you next time right here on the Marriage Today Podcast.
Goodbye.
Hey, this is Brent Evans with XO Marriage, and I want to thank you for listening to the Marriage Today Podcast. We believe your marriage has a 100% chance of success if you do it God's way. If you enjoyed today's teaching and want to keep learning, hey, subscribe to the Marriage Today Podcast and take some time to leave us a review. Your reviews help us spread the word and can encourage someone else in need. For more great marriage content, check out xomarriage.com, where you can see all of our marriage building resources, articles, and live events.